There's one water-saving device I don't understand, primarily because I don't think it saves any water. We replaced our downstairs toilet a year ago. It came with the house, which is 40 years old and seemed to work just fine to me. But when it came time to retile the bathroom anyway, another decision I wasn't in on, but I'll bet Alana was, the divine Mrs. M. said, "It's good we're doing this because I ordered a water-saving toilet." I had no idea what she was talking about, so unusual in a marriage, and closed my Elmore Leonard collection to ask why. "I would have thought you'd know," she said triumphantly. "The old toilet is a 6-gallon flush. That wastes water. The new one is a 3.5-gallon flush. That's a big difference." True, as far as it goes, but there was an even bigger difference, one we were both about to learn. What they don't tell you in the brochure, and can you blame them, is that sometimes a 3.5-gallon flush doesn't quite, flush. That is to say, fully flush. That is to say, fully flush what's in there. Look, I don't mean to be indelicate, but there are two reasons I know of to flush a toilet. The first is, so to speak, not necessarily imperative. But I believe all of you will agree in classifying the second reason as very important to vital. Unless you're the mayor of Calcutta and love giving walking tours. Some things that come out of us, like ideas and inventions, should be kept around for a while. Others should not. I'm not talking about my others, by the way. I keep my cranky journals of opinion in a half bath on the other side of the laundry room, if you take my meaning, and I think you do, and am as shy as a cat about using any other place my wife might walk into at the wrong time. I took a less secretive and more exuberant tack one night earlier in our tenure, a few months after we'd started dating, and it is not a moment I care to repeat. The children and I, though, have constant and colorful chats about this final step of nourishment, as kids and fathers will, and it is they around whom the new convenience was soon to pose a sticky, if not thorny, situation. You see, we have boys, and much as I try to discourage it, they have friends. They all play downstairs, and in case you didn't know it,